Taking a look first at your news for the hour. Despite getting off to a rocky start when the city of Croswell's Neighborhood Improvement Authority was first proposed, it is starting to be embraced now. The Neighborhood Improvement Authority will meet at 4 p.m. on Tuesday, May the 12th, at the Croswell Community Center at 124 North Howard Avenue. The preliminary agenda for the meeting indicates that the authority is expected to discuss the 2026 through 2027 budget, as well as some future projects to work on. And another news for today. At 2 p.m. on Tuesday, May the 12th, the Huron County Election Commission will meet to review a proposed recall petition on a Huron County commissioner. Targeted for a possible recall is Huron District Number 4 Commissioner Steve Vaughn regarding how he voted in 2025 on having a $15,000 acre cap on solar and battery energy storage facilities. Later, the Board of Commissioners sent the plan back to the Planning Commission to review the cap. However, the Commission could not agree on any changes, so none were made. Serving on the Election Commission are Probate Judge Julian M. Ferris, Clerk Lori Neal Wansiewicz, and Treasurer Cheryl L. Yon. They will convene in the probate courtroom to review the proposed recall petition to determine if the reason listed for a recall is both clear and factual. If the petition's wording is approved, recall petitions will then collect the signatures of 816 registered voters in District 4, which consists of the townships of Oliver, Chandler, Meade, and Colfax townships. If enough valid signatures are gathered, the recall issue will then be on the November ballot. If the wording on the petition is rejected, however, the person who filed still has the right to appeal the decision in circuit court, or they can refile with new language. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
As a parent, you said you'd never give up the convertible.
Look, the van even has its own backing.
You said you'd never schedule your life around a stuffed animal.
Nobody panic. Bun Bun is still at daycare.
And never put them in harm's way.
I'll be right back, little man. Just gonna pop in the store for diapers.
But never happens. Temperatures as low as 60 degrees can be deadly for children left behind. So always bring them with you every time you park the car. Stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. A flurry of activity is going on at the Emily City Lions Park with upgrades that are being done. Construction workers have been putting down a foundation in order to pave the park's pathway to meet with the Polly Ann Trail sidewalks, as well as install some new playground equipment, zip lines, and a climbing scape. The cost of upgrading the park was funded with the Michigan Department of Natural Resources Spark Grant of $969,000 that did not require a match of funding. Because of the amount of work that is being done, the Lions Park will be closed for most of the summer, but there are still other parks for residents to enjoy nearby. And in other news for today, the Tuscola County Board of Commissioners will conduct a meeting of the whole at 8 a.m. on Monday, May 11th, in the Purdy Building at 125 West Lincoln Street in Caro. According to the preliminary agenda, the board will present a resolution honoring United States Army Staff Sergeant Terry Patrick Richardson, formerly of Fairgrove, for his actions on September 14th of 1968 during the Vietnam War, which earned him a Congressional Medal of Honor. Richardson went three separate times under heavy enemy fire in order to recover his wounded soldiers despite being wounded himself. During the meeting, the annual Michigan State University report will be presented, and the county's summer millage level is also expected to be set. To attend the village meeting virtually, you can use Hangouts Meet or go to the county's website, TuscolaCounty.org, and follow the directions there. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today. Sunday, May the 10th of 2026. Marjorie A. Messing, age 95, of Minden City, passed away on May the 7th of 2026. Funeral mass for Marjorie A. Messing will be Wednesday, May 13th at 11:30 a.m. at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church of the Holy Apostles Parish of Ruth. Visitation will be at 10 a.m. until the time of services at the church at 11:30 a.m. Cremation will follow, and arrangements are being handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. For a complete look at your thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.